Live from historic downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, home of founding father James Wilson, 19th century hymn writer George Duffield, 19th century gospel minister George Norcross, and sports legend Jim Thorpe. It's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now here's your host, Chris Arnson.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth. We're listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnson, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Friday on this 13th day of September 2024. We are here to forever destroy the myth that Friday the 13th is bad luck. And I am looking forward to introducing to you our guest and our topic for the day. But before that, I want to remind all men in ministry leadership that you are invited to the next free biannual Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Pastors Luncheon for the very first time featuring our keynote speaker, Dr. Joe Boot, who is an author, conference speaker, and the founder and president of the Ezra Institute. And not only is your admission free and your time of refreshment, rest, and relaxation, fun, fellowship, and feasting all free, every man in attendance will also receive a very heavy sack of free brand-new books, personally selected by me and donated by generous Christian publishers all over the United States and the United Kingdom. It's all absolutely free of charge. And if you are a man in ministry leadership and you'd like to attend, all you have to do is send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and put Pastor's Luncheon in the subject line. It will be held Thursday, October 10th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Church of the Living Christ in Loysville, Pennsylvania. So if you could get to Perry County, Pennsylvania, I strongly urge you to take a plane, train, automobile, or any means necessary to attend this event with Dr. Joe Boot, Thursday, October 10th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Church of the Living Christ in Loysville, Pennsylvania. Send me that email to register to chrisarnson@gmail.com. Put Pastor's Luncheon in the subject line, and please include your full name, the full name of your church or parachurch ministry, and the number of men who will be joining you at this event. We hope to see as many of you there as possible. Well, I am absolutely thrilled to have a returning guest, and as thrilled as I am, it is under tragic circumstances, because we are unbelievably going to be discussing today the rise of anti-Semitism and admiration for Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. And we're not talking about those idiotic, spoiled brats on college campuses who are wearing costumes, trying to look like they are Palestinians and members of Hamas. As horrible as that is, we're not talking about that. We are talking about the rise of anti-Semitism and admiration for Hitler and the Nazis among professing Christians and even among professing confessional Reformed Christians, as shocking as that may sound. We have a returning guest who is an ideal guest to discuss this with me today, a guest that I have grown to love interviewing and look forward to a meeting face-to-face, hopefully in the near future. In fact, I'm really hoping that he is featured as one of our Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Pastors Luncheons speakers in the not-so-distant future. And we'll keep you updated on that if we can pull that off, God willing. But today's guest is Tobias Riemenschneider, who is an anti-abortion activist, author of the Frankfurt Declaration of Christian and Civil Liberties, and Resisting Tyranny, a Christian Response to Government Overreach. And he's also the pastor of Evangelical Reformed Baptist Church in Frankfurt, Germany, where he is our guest today, live from Frankfurt. And we are discussing the aforementioned topic, the rise of anti-Semitism and admiration of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis in the 21st century. It's my honor and privilege to welcome you back to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Pastor Tobias Riemenschneider.
Thank you so much, brother. It's an honor to be back.
And I'm going to give our listeners our email address right away in the event that you would like to join us on the air with questions for Pastor Tobias. Our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Give us your first name, at least, city and state of residence, and country of residence if you live outside the USA. Please only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. I would like to ask you, Pastor Tobias, to start off by giving a description of the Evangelical Reformed Baptist Church of Frankfurt, Germany.
Yeah, I'm happy to do so. So this church is a 1689 Reformed Baptist Church, one of only very few in Frankfurt. The church planting started in 2014, so a little more than 10 years ago. And the church was incorporated in 2016, so coming up 8 years. I, together with my co-pastor Peter, have been pastoring that church since then, so for more than 8 years now. I am not a trained theologian. I was actually trained as a lawyer and worked as a lawyer for 10 years and then became the pastor of the church, first only part-time, now full-time. And the church, by God's grace, has been constantly growing. We are currently, on a given Sunday, about 150, 160 people, many, many children. And we are the biggest Reformed church in Germany, and we're trying to use that. And we try to fight abortion. We are on the streets. Just recently, we were on the streets when there was the big gay pride parade in Frankfurt. I will again be on the streets at a gay pride parade in another city next week.
To evangelize those participating in that.
Oh yes,
we've got to make that clear.
But in case there was any doubt, we are there to evangelize and preach the gospel on the streets. No other reason than that.
Right. Well, if anybody wants more information about the Evangelical Reformed Baptist Church of Frankfurt, Germany, go to their website, erb-frankfurt.de. That's erb-frankfurt.de. And also, if you want more information about the Frankfurt Declaration of Christian and Civil Liberties, authored by my guest, go to frankfurtdeclaration.com, frankfurtdeclaration.com. And for information on his book, Resisting Tyranny, which you can purchase both in a soft cover book format or an ebook, go to ezrapress.ca, ezrapress.ca, and type Tobias in the search engine, and this book will come up. Well, Tobias, as I've already mentioned at the outset of the program, there have been developments recently. I just began hearing about these startling things several weeks ago, primarily through our mutual friend, Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries and his Dividing Line webcast. And at first, it appeared that these things that were being posted in social media that were defenses of Hitler and the Nazis and defenses of anti-Semitism from so-called confessional Reformed Baptists. At first, it appears that these folks who were not known to Dr. White or myself could have been isolated instances or examples of nut jobs out there who are lone wolves and mavericks, possibly not even members of churches, mouthing off and saying the most abominable things that you can imagine in regard to this subject. But now, as time progresses, it seems that there is support for this satanic drivel, even from established churches and pastors. So if you could, tell me and our audience when you first began hearing about this and your reaction to it, and feel free to speak as long as you'd like to be as detailed as you possibly can.
Okay, yeah, thank you. So by the way, I was the one who told James White about this.
Okay.
And he was aware of some things, but I gave him some more information. Especially I sent him a certain meme that he talked about on the Dividing Line, and I also sent it to Doug Wilson, who also talked about it on his podcast. And the reaction James White got, he says he hasn't experienced something like that in 40 years of ministry.
Wow.
So many attacks. He had to ban, to block more people than ever before. And he says his eyes has now been opened to what's really going on. And I've been talking to many pastors in the last weeks and month about this. Some well-known pastors from America, from Canada, from Great Britain, and they all see this, and they are all very concerned, and they all have cases of this in their own churches. And so we are talking about this and trying to discern what to do about this, how to oppose this. But to go back to your question, so the first time I really realized that something dangerous actually was going on was maybe November last year, November 23, end of last year. We had a brother who was a member of our church for many years, and he moved to America and joined a Reformed Baptist church in Texas. And shortly after that, he began to send me strange messages, first telling me, well, that he wasn't sure if the Holocaust really happened, and then he would send a video of Hitler, telling me, well, every Christian needs to agree with what Hitler says in this video. And then I watched the video and I thought, well, no, I do not agree, because Hitler, what Hitler is saying here, there might be some truth to it. So Hitler maybe saw some dangerous developments, liberalism and feminism, something like that. But everything Hitler says was based on an anti-Christian ideology. It was based on Germanness, so it was not based on the Bible. It was not based on Christianity. So it is an anti-Christian ideology, and that was even clear in this video this brother sent me. And then finally, when I finally had enough was when he sent me this meme that I then also forwarded to Doug Wilson and James White. And this was a nice drawing, probably set in the 1950s. A mother, beautiful mother and beautiful daughter, they were baking a cake or something in the kitchen. And the daughter asked the mother, Mommy, what is the Holocaust? And the mother replies, oh, that was the one time the Jews had to do manual labor. So they claim it killed them. So I knew that something was seriously wrong. And this brother never had those ideas when he was at my church. So I knew it has to be, there has to be some influence from this new church. In fact, I just a few weeks ago, I had a Zoom meeting with the brother and his new pastor from Texas. We discussed these things, and this brother would say things like, you know, he doesn't believe anymore that the Holocaust really took place. He believes those concentration camps, there were no death camps. Those were just normal measures of war, like the U.S. had concentration camps for Germans and Japanese. So it was just a war measure to make sure that those people would not turn against you. And they were not death camps. They were just labor camps. So the Holocaust, as we know it, never happened. And then I confronted him and said, you know, okay, let's pretend that's true. Still, this meme you sent, I don't think that's funny. But even within your frame, even within the frame of this meme, you are saying that the Jews were deported and were basically enslaved in those labor camps. And I'm sure there was a lot of suffering. So even within that frame, I don't think that's funny. I don't think it's funny to make fun of the suffering of other people. And he would then say, well, yeah, you know, but I believe the Jews actually belong into concentration camps. Okay. All Jews? Yeah, all Jews belong into concentration camps. Okay. Why is that? Well, because they all don't work honestly. They don't do honest labor. They basically rob us of our money. Uh-huh. And I ask, well, how do you know that? I mean, you know, if all of what you're saying is wrong, I don't want to be in your shoes when I stand before God. You have to answer for that. So how can you be so sure that this is true? Because if it's not true, it's really a heinous sin you're committing. Yeah, claiming all those things. Yeah, I mean, Paul also says that the Cretans are liars and what is the English word? No. And that are so they are not really working, right? So, that's true. Paul says that, but the Bible doesn't say that about Jews. And even when Paul talks about this, what is his solution? All Cretans to the concentration camps? No, teach them how to live godly lives. So during all this conversation, the new pastor was there, and he wouldn't really say much. Just in the end, he would say, well, to this brother, well, I think you would probably not say that the women and the children belong into concentration camps. Well, and he would then say, well, yeah, maybe not the children. So I was not just shocked by what this brother said, but even by the reaction of his new pastor. And this is a well-known pastor. He has a huge ministry. And, you know, listening to all of this, and the only thing you have to say is, well, maybe not women and children. Yeah, so I know that this runs deep in, I believe, many churches. They actually are proud to say that they are many, to say that they have billionaires backing them up and so on. So it has become a huge movement, and I believe it is very dangerous. And it starts with a denial of the Holocaust. It starts with a hatred for the Jews. The Jews are basically behind everything evil that is. And you know, it's not really funny, right? But if it was funny, maybe one of the most funny things, they would always revert back to the porn industry. Yeah, but the porn industry is owned by Jews, and it seems to be true that some of those websites are owned by Jews, and even one, it seems, even by a rabbi. But for me, thinking hopefully biblically, this proof that those Jews are in Adam, that they are fallen men who need to repent, who need to hear the gospel and be saved, believe in Christ. So, but for those guys, it seems that the Jewishness, being a Jew, is actually something especially evil. So then there is this narrative that, you know, it's basically they call it the post-war consensus. So everything you think you know about the Jews, about World War II, about the Nazis, about Churchill and the Allies and so on, everything is basically a lie. So the Nazis and Hitler, they weren't the bad guys. They were basically just trying to defend their people, their country, because they have been treated very ill after World War I. It was actually Churchill who wanted the war. Hitler always tried to make peace, but Churchill was the one who wanted the war. The Allies and then also the Soviets, they were really the bad guys, and they lied about the concentration camps. They made this up and to demonize the Nazis. And behind all of this are the Jews. Once again, it was the Jews who declared first war on Germany, Jews who said they wanted to destroy the Germans. So, my biggest concerns with all of these I'm not so much concerned about some historical facts. Do I believe it is possible that not everything we know about World War II is actually exactly how it happened? I believe that's possible. I don't think that everything is exactly the opposite, like those guys want to make it. But it is possible that not everything is completely true. But that's not my biggest concern. My biggest concern is not that someone wants to question an historic narrative. My biggest concern is what is actually behind this. Behind this is a hatred for Jews, maybe even some further racism. Behind this is basically calling good evil and evil good. And it's no longer based on the Bible. You know, many of those guys who are now saying all this stuff, especially on Twitter, yeah, on X, that's where most of that takes place, and then in some podcasts and so on. Many of those guys a year ago, or maybe 1.5 years ago, I actually liked listening to them because they were preaching the Bible. But something has happened. The Bible is not really the foundation for them anymore. It's now seeing that we have been lied to. It's the big lie of this post-war consensus, and that's actually the new shibboleth. Yeah, so you have to really see that. If you don't understand that, then you cannot understand the world and what's happening and how we can actually fight all of this. And so, if you oppose them, they will be very many of them, right? It's not completely homogenous. If I just say they, it's of course there are exceptions, right? But I'm speaking generally. They will often be very aggressive and very disrespectful. So James White, Doug Wilson, they've been those guys used to look up to those men, but now they are traitors. Now they are boomers. They are completely sold out to this post-war consensus. They grew up in a generation that cannot really see through those lies. And so their time now is over, and new men need to stand up and lead the Christian, this new way of, well, basically anti-Semitism and unbiblical thoughts and reasoning. So there's more to say, but maybe as an introduction to the issue.
Yeah, well, we will go to our first commercial break. And if anybody wants to join us, once again, our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. As always, give us your first name, at least your city and state, and your country of residence. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Puritan Reformed is a Bible-believing, kingdom-building, devil-fighting church. We're devoted to upholding the apostolic doctrine and practice preserved in Scripture alone. Puritan Reformed teaches men to rule and lead as image-bearing prophets, priests, and kings. We teach families to worship together as families. Puritan is committed to teaching the whole counsel of God so that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. We sing the Psalms, teach the law, proclaim the gospel, make disciples, maintain discipline, and exalt Christ. This is Pastor David Reese of Puritan Reformed in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us in the glorious cause of advancing Christ's crown and covenant over the kings of the earth. Puritan Reformed Church. Believe, build, fight. PuritanPHX.com.
I'm Pastor Bill Shishko of The Haven, an Orthodox Presbyterian church in Commack, Long Island. I hold the Iron Sharpens Iron radio program hosted by my longtime friend and brother Chris Arnzen in the highest esteem, and I'm thrilled that you're listening today. I'm also delighted that Iron Sharpens Iron is partnering with one of my favorite resources for Reformed Christian literature for decades now, Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Well, with the economic nightmare that we're all currently enduring, CVBBS.com, I'm going to enable you to build a wonderful personal library of the best literature that the Reformers, the Puritans, and the great Christian minds of today have to offer, and at affordable prices. Not only does CVBBS.com offer up to 50% off retail prices, but you'll get an added 5% off orders of $50 or more by using promo code IRON, I-R-O-N. An added 5% off all of your orders of $50 or more from Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. That's CVBBS.com, making the joy of reading the finest in Christian literature more affordable. Oh, and make sure that you tell them that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
It's such a blessing to hear from Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listeners from all over the world. Here's Joe Riley, a listener in Ireland who wants you to know about a guest on the show he really loves hearing interviewed, Dr. Joe Moorcraft.
I'm Joe Riley, a faithful Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener here in Athy in County Kildare, Ireland, going back to 2005. One of my very favorite guests on Iron Sharpens Iron is Dr. Joe Moorcraft. If you've been blessed by Iron Sharpens Iron radio, Dr. Moorcraft and Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, are largely to thank, since they are one of the program's largest financial supporters. Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming is in Forsyth County, a part of the Atlanta metropolitan area. Heritage is a thoroughly biblical church, unwaveringly committed to Westminster standards, and Dr. Joe Moorcraft is the author of an 8-volume commentary on the larger catechism. Heritage is a member of the Hanover Presbytery, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and tracing its roots and heritage back to the great Protestant Reformation of the 16th century. Heritage maintains and follows the biblical truth and principles proclaimed by the Reformers. Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, and God's glory alone. Their primary goal is the worship of the triune God that continues in eternity. For more details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. That's heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Or call 678-954-7831. That's 678-954-7831. If you visit, tell them Joe Riley, an Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener from Atoy in County Kildare, Ireland, sent you.
Greetings. This is Brian McLaughlin, president of the SecureCom Group and supporter of Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program. SecureCom provides the highest level of security systems for residential buildings, municipalities, churches, commercial properties, and much more. We can be reached at securecomgroup.com. That's securecomgroup.com. But today, I want to introduce you to my senior pastor, Doug McMasters, of New Hyde Park Baptist Church on Long Island.
Doug McMasters here, former director of pastoral correspondence at Grace to You, the radio ministry of John MacArthur. In the film Chariots of Fire, the Olympic gold medalist runner Eric Liddell remarked that he felt God's pleasure when he ran. He knew his efforts sprang from the gifts and calling of God. I sense that same God-given pleasure when ministering the Word and helping others gain a deeper knowledge and love for God. That love starts with the wonderful news that the Lord Jesus Christ is a Savior who died for sinners, and that God forgives all who come to Him in repentance, trusting solely in Christ to deliver them. I would be delighted to have the honor and privilege of ministering to you if you live in the Long Island area or Queens or Brooklyn or the Bronx in New York City. For details on New Hyde Park Baptist Church, visit nhpbc.com. That's nhpbc.com. You can also call us at 516-352-9672. That's 516-352-9672. That's New Hyde Park Baptist Church, a congregation in love with each other, passionate for Christ, committed to learning and being shaped by God's Word, and delighting in the gospel of God's sovereign grace. God bless you.
We here at Iron Sharpens Iron Radio praise God for the generous monthly financial support of Royal Diadem Jewelers, educated by and affiliated with the American Gem Society, Jewelers of America, and the Gemological Institute of America. For the perfect custom-designed engagement ring or any one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry created exactly according to your imagination and specifications, Royal Diadem Jewelers has you covered. No matter where you live in the world, Royal Diadem will walk you step-by-step through every stage of the process and even hold a high-tech internet virtual visit using state-of-the-art jewelry design technology to serve you. They start by listening carefully to determine your needs. They're interested in making what you want, not what they want to sell you. From rough design to digital model, to photorealistic image, to wax prototype model, to the finished product, they're continually listening to your input, likes, and dislikes, making any changes necessary along the way. This will ensure that your custom jewelry will turn out exactly as you dreamed and well beyond your expectations. Visit royaldiadem.com. That's royaldiadem.com today. Sterling Vanderwerker, owner of Royal Diadem Jewelers, his wife Bonnie, his business partner and manager Brian Wilson, and the entire family thank you all for listening to, praying for, and supporting the work of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And you know, Christmas is going to be here before you know it. And if you want to bless someone you love with a breathtaking piece of jewelry for Christmas, why not go to royaldiadem.com if you not only want to bless your loved one with some breathtaking jewelry, but you also love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and you want to support this radio platform. You can kill two birds with one stone, as they say, because anybody who purchases jewelry from royaldiadem.com and mentions Iron Sharpens Iron Radio will ensure that we here at Iron Sharpens Iron Radio get 100% of the profits from any sale of jewelry to an Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listener. All you got to do is mention Iron Sharpens Iron Radio when purchasing your jewelry, whether it is jewelry they already have in stock at royaldiadem.com or whether you're having a one-of-a-kind customized piece of jewelry created and you likely still have time to have a customized piece of jewelry created in time for Christmas. So I would get on that right away if that is your intention. I've seen firsthand the absolute mastery that royaldiadem.com has over customizing jewelry. And you will be insured to love what they create for you because you're involved in every single step of the creation of the jewelry through computer software. Wherever you live in the world, you'll be able to see every step of the customization process, and you're able to put your input into the creation process at any step, make changes, suggestions, etc. So please, if you want to purchase jewelry for yourself or someone you love, go to royaldiadem.com and mention Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. I would urge you to go to royaldiadem.com today, even if you're not ready to make your final purchase of jewelry today, because we have no idea when they're going to pull the plug on this offer to us, where we get 100% of the profits from any sale to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listeners. So if you go to royaldiadem.com today to at least get the ball rolling on your purchase and you mention Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, you are further ensuring that we will get 100% of the profits. Go to royaldiadem.com and mention Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Let's see here. We have a listener already. Cord in Middlebury, Vermont. Cord wants to know, are you going to inform us of any of the specific names of individuals who are promoting this? And if not, why not?
Well,
yeah, we had a discussion about this before the show, actually.
Yeah, we discussed it before the show, if that's even something we should do. Yes. So I can name names. I'm not afraid to name names, even though there might be some backlash. But I'm here in Frankfurt, so I'm far enough away, and I'm not a professor. One name that is I believe very important in this is Corey Mailer. He claims to be a Christian. I don't know exactly what is current status is regarding church and so on, but he has the Stone Choir podcast together with another guy whose name's escaped me, but Corey Mailer is the main guy there, and the Stone Choir podcast, you know, they are listened to by tens of thousands, and Corey Mailer, if you look on his Twitter account. This is some of the most racist stuff I've ever seen. And, you know, I appreciate the freedom of speech you have in America. But if I look at what he's posting, I'm sometimes thinking, well, maybe the German way isn't too bad. So where you cannot say everything, where there are some things that are actually illegal to say. And I think Corey Mailer is certainly bordering where it shouldn't, maybe should be illegal. So, you know, I think it was him who said that, that James White has apostatized now because he doesn't follow his path. He would, you know, I remember especially one of his posts, but this is not a, there's not something special. That's what most of his posts are like. So there was one post, he was talking about Play-Doh. So, you know, you have different colors of Play-Doh, but if you mix them all together, what you get is something that looks like poop. And he made the application to interracial marriage and interracial children. So that's the kind of evil and real racism that Corey Mailer is supporting, and many of those brothers who follow this path, they have been introduced to this other perspective on the Holocaust and on the Nazis and World War II by Stone Choir Podcast. They have an almost 3-hour long episode where they talk about all of this and basically say that the Germans were not the bad guys. They were actually the good guys and the Allies and especially Churchill and those were all the bad guys, right? And they repeat basically all the Nazi propaganda to have explanations, you know, why there were no death camps, why Cyclone B was used, and so on and so forth. So they have explanations for everything, and that's what many actually listen to, and then become convinced that actually the Nazis weren't so bad, and the Jews are actually the bad guys, and then of course also the Allies who fought the Nazis and the Soviets. So Corey Mailer is one key figure here. And even though I know, at least from what they tell me, that some of the pastors who are also part of this movement reject what Corey Mailer says, at least some of what he says. And they would say, well, some things he says are really racist and are really evil. For what reason? They are not willing, it seems, to actually name his name and actually, actually openly say that this is evil. They sometimes, they are sometimes quoted or retweeted, I think is the correct term, retweeted by Corey Mailer. They sometimes answer to Corey Mailer's tweets, and they don't give the impression that that anything with Corey Mailer is really, really evil, really problematic. So even though not everyone might share everything that Corey Mailer says, he is a key figure. And, I know one pastor who said, well, many things he said are foolish, are racist, are sinful, but on the historic facts, so no Holocaust and so on, they would be very good. So this is basically giving the historic background. And
this Corey Mailer is an excommunicated Lutheran, is he not?
Yeah, I'm not completely sure about this. I've heard that he's an excommunicated Lutheran, but I'm not completely sure if that's true. I don't know exactly. It might be true. I heard something like that, but I haven't verified it. So I don't know if he's in any church right now. I don't know. Another key figure, which is from another angle, but he is also retweeted by Corey Mailer and so on. So this is all interlinked. Would be Stephen Wolf, with his book Christian Nationalism, and I am a Christian nationalist, and so but not the kind Stephen Wolf is. So maybe to give a bit better understanding. So we already talked about this post-World War consensus. The Nazis were evil, the Allies were good, and so why is that even relevant today? Well, they say it's relevant because this is our founding myth. The US, probably other Western nations, are founded on this post-World War consensus. And that's why we are in the condition we are in right now. So the worst thing that can be is to be a Nazi, is to be a Hitler. So you have to be a liberal. You have to have open borders. You have to welcome everyone. Otherwise, you would be a Nazi. You would be a racist. And so they track everything bad we see today in our society. And by the way, where we probably agree on. We agree on how we assess our current situation, our current politics and just the entire culture and society. But they track this back to this post-war consensus. And that's why they are so ambitious to convince everyone of this World War consensus, because they believe if this lie falls, then the way is paved to a Christian nation, to being a Christian nation again. This includes going against the Jews, who are way too powerful, and going against the Muslims. I agree that there is a Muslim issue. You have to think about how to solve this, but I won't probably solve it the way they think it should be solved. So all of this has something to do with Christian nationalism, becoming a Christian nation again. And in order to do that, you have to destroy this post-war consensus.
Okay, we have another listener with a question for you in Gretna, Louisiana, Brooke. And Brooke says, can you clarify your opinions about how an opposition to Winston Churchill is connected to this ideology? I believe that there may be very legitimate reasons to be extremely critical of Winston Churchill and his role in England during World War II without necessarily equating one or connecting one to the hellish ideology of neo-Nazism.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. That's one thing I believe those brothers don't see clearly. It seems that they believe everyone who doesn't agree with them is basically a liberal, or is maybe just deceived. Yeah, is a deceived boomer. But I agree. I don't think that it was just black and white during World War II, or even leading up to World War II. I think just in general, we know that from our time, you know, it's our own experience. Things are often not black and white. Things are more complicated. And I believe there can be legitimate concerns about what Churchill did, how he behaved. My biggest issue is not that you question some historic narratives or see things a little different. And I believe you can have those doubts about Churchill, without being a Nazi or whatever this is that is forming there right now. But they would say that this is an essential part of understanding this post-war consensus, that Hitler wanted peace and Churchill was the one. Basically, Churchill was the aggressor. He wanted war. And again, there might be some truth to it, but I don't believe that this is the vital thing to understand in order to understand the world and to know how to live in this world as Christians, because I believe we have the Bible, and the Bible actually is sufficient to discern these things, and you don't have to understand everything about history and about Churchill and Hitler and all the dynamics there to be freed from those lies and actually be now finally be able to see things for what they are and finally be able to have a Christian nation again. I believe a Christian nation requires repentance. I don't believe we are in the situation we are in now, and it is a bad situation. I don't believe we're in there just because of some post-war consensus. I believe we're in there as a judgment of God. And the way out is through preaching the gospel and to repentance and through faith in Christ. I think that's how you build a Christian nation. And that is the opposite to what Stephen Wolfe thinks, but that's my approach. So yes, you can have different opinions on Churchill and other historic stuff. But those are the guys. Yeah, it's them who say you have to believe this to be able to actually understand this world and make it a Christian, yeah, make America a Christian nation again.
Now, you said that Doug Wilson has been attacked by these Nazi sympathizers. He is the founder of Canon Press, which published Stephen Wolfe's book. Has there been any division between the two of them as a result of this?
Not yet. Yes, Doug Wilson has been attacked. There are things like, you know, they call him a traitor. Again, if I say they, yeah, it's not everyone. But he has been called a traitor. Maybe it was even Corey Mailer, I'm not sure, said Moscow needs to be destroyed. So they are very aggressive if you don't agree with them on everything. And Doug Wilson he is very, very clearly against anti-Semitism. He had several podcasts. He wrote a book about it, American Milk and Honey. That's the book about anti-Semitism. So he sees these issues and he goes against them. And so he's considered a traitor, someone who now needs to go, whose time is over. The only thing I saw from Doug regarding Stephen Wolfe lately was that he said, well, he believes Stephen Wolfe is having too much fun.
Too much sun, as in the sun rays are poisoning his brain.
No, too much fun.
Oh.
It's Doug Wilson. He's always very funny in the way he phrases things, right? I think that it's a bigger issue. And to be honest, I would be happy if Canon Press would consider taking some steps here.
And by the way, I've got to be honest with you. My stomach is churning right now. I'm not exaggerating or using hyperbole. This is so sickening to hear. Because this is satanic. This is not brethren having disagreements over eschatology or something.
No,
this is satanic. This is pure evil. And I'm almost speechless. But anyway, we have to go to our midway break right now. And once again, if anybody has a question, please submit it to chrisarnsen@gmail.com. Give us your first name, at least, city and state of residence and country of residence if you live outside the USA. Only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Please be patient with us. The middle break is always a little longer than the other breaks in the show because Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, is required by the FCC to use the middle break to localize geographically Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to Lake City, Florida, where the radio station is located. And they do so with their own public service announcements and other local things, while we, on the other hand, simultaneously air our globally heard commercials. So please use this time wisely. Respond to as many of our advertisers as you possibly can, knowing that our advertisers and the finances that come through them are what keeps Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. So please respond to our advertisers and also send in your questions to Tobias Riebenschneider, chrisarnsen@gmail.com. Give us your first name, at least, city and state, and country of residence. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President and Professor of Systematic and Homiletical Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary in Taylor, South Carolina. and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck White at the First Trinity Lutheran Church in Tonawanda, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Anthony Mathenia of Christ Church in Radford, Virginia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jesse Miller of Damascus Road Christian Church in Gardnerville, Nevada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Bruce Bennett of Word of Truth Church in Farmingville, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rodney Brown of Metro Bible Church in Southlake, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jim Harrison of Red Mills Baptist Church in Mayapack Falls, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Hello, my name is Anthony Uvinio, and I'm one of the pastors at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York, and also the host of the ReformRookie.com website. I want you to know that if you enjoy listening to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show like I do, you can now find it on the Apple's iTunes app by typing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio in the search bar. You no longer have to worry about missing a show or a special guest because you're in your car or still at work. Just subscribe on the iTunes app and listen to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show at any time, day or night. Please be sure to also give it a good review and pass it along to anyone who would benefit from the teaching and the many solidly reformed guests that Chris Arnzen has on the show. Truth is so hard to come by these days, so don't waste your time with fluff or fake news. Subscribe to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio podcast right now. And while you're at it, you can also sign up for the ReformRookie.com podcast and visit our website and the YouTube page. We are dedicated to teaching Christian theology from a Reformed Baptist perspective to beginners in the faith as well as seasoned believers. From Keach's Catechism and the Doctrines of Grace to the Olivet Discourse and the Book of Leviticus, the Reform Rookie podcast and YouTube channel is sure to have something to offer everyone seeking biblical truth. And finally, if you're looking to worship in a Reformed church that holds to the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith, please join us at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York. Again, I'm Pastor Anthony Uvinio, and thanks for listening.
If you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnzen is doing is Daniel P. Puttafuoco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written Word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Buttafuoco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody has ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
We'll be right back.
Greetings. This is Brian McLaughlin, president of the SecureCom Group and supporter of Chris Armson's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program. SecureCom provides the highest level of security systems for residential buildings, municipalities, churches, commercial properties, and much more. We can be reached at securecomgroup.com. That's securecomgroup.com. But today, I want to introduce you to my senior pastor, Doug McMasters, of New Hyde Park Baptist Church on Long Island.
Doug McMasters here, former director of pastoral correspondence at Grace to You, the radio ministry of John MacArthur. In the film Chariots of Fire, the Olympic gold medalist runner Eric Liddell remarked that he felt God's pleasure when he ran. He knew his efforts sprang from the gifts and calling of God. I sense that same God-given pleasure when ministering the word and helping others gain a deeper knowledge and love for God. That love starts with the wonderful news that the Lord Jesus Christ is a Savior who died for sinners, and that God forgives all who come to Him in repentance, trusting solely in Christ to deliver them. I would be delighted to have the honor and privilege of ministering to you if you live in the Long Island area or Queens or Brooklyn or the Bronx in New York City. For details on New Hyde Park Baptist Church, visit nhpbc.com. That's nhpbc.com. You can also call us at 516-352-9672. That's 516-352-9672. That's New Hyde Park Baptist Church, a congregation in love with each other, passionate for Christ, committed to learning and being shaped by God's Word, and delighting in the gospel of God's sovereign grace.
Chris Armson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio has had a long-time partnership with our friends at CVBBS, which stands for Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. They specialize in supplying Reformed and Puritan books and Bibles at discount prices that make them affordable for everyone. CVBBS has been a family-owned book service since 1987, operating out of Carlisle, Pennsylvania. They seek to bring you the best available Christian books and Bibles at the best possible prices, and now they're also shipping worldwide. Browse the pages at ease, shop at your leisure, and purchase with confidence at Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Order online worldwide at cvbbs.com. That's cvbbs.com. Or you can order by phone at 717-249-0231. That's 717-249-0231. For orders of $50 or more, use promo code IRON for an extra 5% off their already discounted prices. And please, let our friends at CVBBS know that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Keith Allen of Lynbrook Baptist Church, a Christ-centered, gospel-driven church looking to spread the gospel in the southwest portion of Long Island, New York, and play our role in fulfilling the Great Commission, supporting and sending for the spread of the gospel to the ends of the earth. We're delighted to be a part of Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron radio advertising family. At Lynbrook Baptist Church, we believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be the inspired word of God, inerrant in the original writings, complete as the revelation of God's will for salvation, and the supreme and final authority in all matters to which they speak. We believe in salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. This salvation is based upon the sovereign grace of God, was purchased by Christ on the cross, and is received through faith alone, apart from any human merit, works, or ritual. Salvation in Christ also results in righteous living, good works, and appropriate respect and concern for all who bear God's image. If you live near Lynbrook, Long Island, or if you're just passing through on the Lord's Day, we'd love to have you come and join us in worship. For details, visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org. This is Pastor Keith Allen of Lynbrook Baptist Church reminding you that by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. May the Lord bless you in the knowledge of Himself.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And I'm reminding you all, once again, with Christmas coming up, before you know it, consider solid-ground-books.com. For all your gift-giving needs, they bring back into print lost treasures from history, some of which has not been available to the body of Christ for centuries until solid-ground-books.com rediscovered these works and reprinted them. And they also have works that they have brought back into print spanning through the centuries until our modern day, publishing also for the first time some modern-day works by such contemporary authors as a mutual friend of my guest, Tobias Riemenschneider, and myself, Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. So please visit solid-ground-books.com frequently, purchase generously. Always mention that you heard about them from Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Before I return to my discussion with Tobias Riemenschneider on the rise of anti-Semitism and adoration for Hitler and the Nazis in the 21st century, even among professing Christians and even among professing Reformed confessional Christians, and I use that word professing for a reason, not everybody that professes to be anything is truly the real article. But before I return to that conversation, I want to remind you folks that we really need your financial help. If you really love this show and you don't want it to go off the air, please visit ironsharpensironradio.com. Click support, then click to donate now. You could donate instantly with a debit or credit card in that fashion. If you prefer snail mail, mailing a physical check to a physical address from your post office the old-fashioned way, there will also be a physical address that appears on your screen when you click support at Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, where ironsharpensironradio.com, that is, where you can mail your checks made payable to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. If you want to advertise with us, whether it's your church, parachurch ministry, your business, your private professional practice like a law firm, a medical firm, maybe it's just a special event that you want to promote. Whatever it is, if it's compatible with my beliefs, I would love to help you launch an ad campaign as quickly as possible, because we're just as much in urgent need of your advertising dollars as we are in your donations. So please send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put advertising in the subject line. And as urgently and as desperately as we need your donations, I never want anyone in my audience giving less money to your own church where you are a member in order to bless Iron Sharpens Iron Radio with a gift. In other words, never cut into the finances that you have specifically set aside for your Lord's Day giving to your own church. Never cut into those financial resources in order to bless Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Also, if you really are struggling to survive personally and make ends meet financially, please wait until you're back on your feet and more financially stable before you send Iron Sharpens Iron Radio a financial gift. The Bible is very clear that we are primarily to use the money with which God has blessed us, which is still God's money, remember. We're primarily to use that money to provide for our church and our family, and providing for Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is obviously not a command of God. But if you do love the show and you don't want it to disappear, and yet you are blessed financially above and beyond your ability to provide for church and family, and you have extra money for benevolent, recreational, and even trivial purposes, well, if you love the show, please share some of that money with us. If you want us to continue to exist, go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. Last but not least, if you are not a member of a Christ-honoring, biblically faithful, theologically sound, doctrinally solid church like the Evangelical Reformed Baptist Church in Frankfurt, Germany, no matter where you live on the planet Earth, I have extensive lists spanning the globe of biblically faithful churches, and I've helped many people in our audience all over the planet Earth find churches that are biblically faithful, sometimes even within just a couple of minutes from where they live. That may be you too, so if you are without a biblically faithful church home, no matter where you live, please send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church" in the subject line. That's also the email address where you can send in a question to Tobias Riemenschneider on the rise of anti-Semitism and adoration or admiration for Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com. Give us your first name at least. City and state and country of residence if you live outside the USA. We have Kyle in Leawood, Kansas, who has a question for you, Tobias.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle said, first of all, I want to make sure that no one in your audience misunderstands me. I think even though that Martin Luther should be revered as a great hero of Christian history, he did sin in the excesses in his speech toward the end of his life when he began to vilify the Jews because they rejected the gospel. So please do not think that I am softening the sin of the direction that Martin Luther took. However, from my understanding, Martin Luther was opposing the Jews on theological and doctrinal levels, never according to an ethnicity that had intrinsically bad or heretical qualities. So therefore, I'm wondering if these new admirers of Hitler are trying to make the claim that Jews intrinsically, according to their physical nature as an ethnic group, are guilty of all of these bad qualities that are to be avoided? Or are they speaking on terms of ideology and theology of Jewish people?
Yeah, that is a good question. And I agree that with Luther, it was for theological reasons. You know, earlier in his life, Luther tried to reach out to the Jews, which was basically something unheard of. No one really had done that before.
Right, and he was optimistic. He was optimistic about their mass conversion at one point.
He wanted them to be saved. And when he saw how hard-necked, is that a word?
Stiff-necked
they were, and how much they hated Christ, he became bitter towards the Jews. And bitterness is never something good, right? It leads to bad things. So I agree there. You know, I'm not entirely sure how everyone would view this from this movement. it seems that it's not just for theological reasons. I believe many of them would probably say that that there is one of the root, maybe the root of the problem is the Jewish religion. And I agree that the Jewish religion today is an anti-Christian religion. I don't think there can be any doubt about that.
And it's also anti, it's opposed to the Hebrew scriptures.
Absolutely. Yeah. Judaism today is not the Judaism of the Bible. It has actually perverted the biblical teaching. And I believe you can see that even with Jesus, you know, when Jesus goes against the sayings of the elders and the traditions of the elders, I believe he is addressing the Talmud that was beginning to form in his days. Well, actually had begun to form probably 200 years before Jesus came. So we have to understand that Judaism today is not biblical Judaism, but is Talmudic Judaism. And the Talmud is the teachings of the elders, which actually, as Jesus said himself, it's making invalid the word of God. So I don't believe Judaism today is in any way a God-pleasing religion. I believe it is an anti-Christian and unbiblical religion. And maybe some of them would argue, well, this is where actually all the problems stem from. But you don't hear that very often. And for example, you know, I talked about this three-hour podcast, Corey Mailer with the Stone Choir podcast did. They don't differentiate. They also talk about Jews who are explicitly not practicing Jews, who don't believe in Judaism. And it seems that they just... that they see a problem in being a Jew, as in being an ethnic Jew. I can't speak for everyone. I think I see both. I think I see some who want, especially maybe more the pastors, who want to make the connection to the religion, and others, maybe like someone like Stone Choir, don't really seem to care about that too much, but seem to speak more from an ethnicity standpoint.
Yeah, this is absolutely absurd, because it is very clear from both the Old and New Testaments that ethnicity meant nothing. Even the prohibitions to intermarry were always about religion, ideology. They had nothing to do with ethnicity. In fact, as most of us know the famous story when Moses' sister rebuked him for marrying an Ethiopian. She was chastised by God by being struck white with leprosy. And then we have in the New Covenant, the walls of division coming down. There is nothing in the Bible that teaches that people, according to any nationality or ethnicity, have anything intrinsically different from any other people group. And the elect are called out from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. So this is just drivel. This is just stuff that a person with a cursory knowledge of the Bible knows.
Yes, exactly. And that's what I find so amazing, disturbing maybe. Those were guys who used the Bible. And now it seems, you know, the Bible only knows two races. Of course, it knows that there are people and so on, sure. But So spiritually, there are only two races, the race that is in Adam and the race that is in Christ. And there are words, you know, the Bible says that there are no longer Jew and Gentile, right? Jew and Greek and so on. Those differences do no longer matter. What really matters is whether you are in Christ, then you're my brother, or whether you are outside of Christ and still in Adam, and then you need to be saved. And maybe you have to be bought, yeah, in some circumstances. But Maybe one thing that came to mind and that which is connected to this. You know, the first question was, can I name names? And maybe I wasn't, you know, I named two names, but maybe the question is more, who are the pastors? Because I believe many will probably want to know who are the pastors I might be listening to and haven't realized. So I tell one more incident, and there will also be a few names in there. Eric Cotton is one of those pastors. He recently posted a quote by Aristotle. And it was something to this extent, like, you know, in order to have a functioning democracy, we need to have some sort of ethnic unity. So only if there is this the same ethnicity can there be a functioning democracy. And of course, the democracies Aristotle was talking about are completely different from our modern democracies. Those were little towns, basically. Yeah. And he used that, and of course I was wondering, okay, why do we have to use Aristotle now? Well, because there's nothing in the Bible that could be quoted to make this claim, and so, you know, some of them, it seems, want to go into the direction, well, to be a Christian nation and a real functioning democracy, we probably have to be a white America. And I don't see that. I don't see that how you can substantiate in the Bible. I've heard one of those pastors, it was quoted to me. I didn't hear him personally, but it was quoted to me that he said, well, I'm really, or maybe he didn't even said that publicly, I don't remember. But he said, well, I'm really happy if I see a white family. Like, well, why would a pastor say that?
Because he's unregenerate.
Or maybe. So, you know, why would you be happy to see a white, godless, wicked family? Why would you not be happy to see a black, saved family, brothers and sisters? So why this black and white stuff? Why this Jew and stuff and so on? I don't really get it. This tweet by Eric Cotton, which I believe was very foolish, It was defended by some other pastors. And to give you two or three more names, it's also Brian Survey, who, of course, is a partner of Eric Cotton. And it's Joel Webben, maybe the most well-known one. And then there you could probably also name Andrew Isker. So those are basically the guys who formed this new movement, yeah, and I'm not saying that every one of them believes everything we talked about. I don't think that's the case. But at the very least, what they are doing is they are not really going against this. They are not speaking against this. They are very very quick, and rightly so, to preach against sins from the left, and they name names and so on. But and anything that comes from the right, well, they don't really want to go against that. And the reasoning behind this, like Joel Webben put it, is, well, there are many young men who are angry, and rightly so, because in our society they have been hated and despised from birth. I believe that is exaggerated, but I know what he means. Those men also need someone who, you know, who can shepherd them. And so we don't want to discourage them just because they are now maybe a little too far on the right. So we don't really say anything against sins from the right, which I believe is not shepherding those men. I believe it is dangerous to do this, because our standard is the Bible. And whether go to the left or to the right, it doesn't matter. As soon as it becomes unbiblical, as soon as it becomes sinful, you have to go against that. You have to preach against that. You have to name names if necessary. And they don't want to do that, because they believe the real danger is the left. So we don't want to alienate anyone from the right.
And the left is doing their fair share of just spewing racial hatred. And of course, as you just said, there's only two races, those in Adam and those in Christ. or one could say there's only one race, the human race. But, you know, we see it every day in the news. These leftist idiots at college campuses spewing their anti-Semitism and so on. It's just amazing how any Christian can open up their Bible that they view as inerrant, and the very God-breathed words that have been entrusted to us can open up Ephesians chapter 2, and especially verses 11 through 22, and come away with any notion that there is something intrinsically superior or inferior about anybody because of their ethnicity. And it is so clear that the Apostle Paul had to rebuke Peter for siding with Judaizers who did not want to break bread with Gentiles. It's so clear that this is evil. It's mind-boggling how anybody would not know this, especially a pastor.
Right, right. You know, maybe another thought here. It occurred to me that this is becoming something like a cult, because you know, if you go on Twitter or any other social media, you can distinguish most of these guys, because most of them have the same avatar, the same image. It is a picture of them with a red background, so everything is red, and then they have glowing blue eyes, and it really looks evil. I don't know why any Christian wanted to present himself on the internet like that, looking evil.
Right. I heard that that was supposed to be an image of Francisco Franco, who was a Nazi sympathizer. He was in alignment with Hitler.
Yeah. So they have this common appearance. Yeah. They would come to the rescue of any one of them attacked, which of course is nothing bad in and of itself. But then they would, anyone who disagrees, will be slandered. And, you know, he is not relevant anymore. He's just a boomer. They will become very disrespectful. And this alone, for me, is bad fruit. If you see how disrespectful and aggressive they are against really men who have proven to be very valuable for the church, like James White or Doug Wilson, I believe you can see bad fruits even in that behavior.
Yeah, well, if any of these folks who have been mentioned by Tobias Riebenschneider are listening, perhaps we could have a public debate over this. A part of me doesn't even want to give any credence to this ideology in a debate, but I'm just thinking out loud at the moment. I'm just, my head is spinning right now. It's just utterly amazing that people could have many things so right about theology, and I'm just speaking about one or two of the men that you mentioned, but then have this grotesque side of their ideology, which I'm not candy coating it. I believe it is utterly satanic.
Yeah, I would have agreed with almost everything some of those men I mentioned said a year ago. I was very much on their page, but something happened. Somehow they got off track, and it is very sad to see. It is very, I believe it is dangerous, and I don't know what happened there, but they left the good path they were on, and this is troubling.
Yeah, and where do they? How could they possibly come up with the notion that there was something morally superior about the Nazis? the Nazis were not only an immoral people because of their hatred for those outside of the invented race that they identified as the Aryan race, Nordic people, that in and of itself is satanic, and their mission to wipe out off the planet Earth many people in that category of not being Aryan, so-called. But even the nature of their immorality itself, Adolf Hitler is supposed to be some kind of poster boy for morality. There's been pretty convincing and documented evidence of a sexual affair he had with his own niece, which eventually led to her suicide, and some very grotesque sexual behavior on his part that I'm not even going to mention. And as Scott Lively and Kevin Abrams have very clearly documented in their book, The Pink Swastika, Homosexuality in the Nazi Party, the Nazis in their early stage were almost entirely comprised of homosexuals. They met regularly in homosexual taverns to strategize and plot the development of the Third Reich and so on. This is just mind-boggling, how they could be viewed in any way, shape, or form as morally superior.
Right. And, you know, I know, for example, from Joel Webben, he wouldn't say they were morally superior. He said that Adolf Hitler was not the last Christian prince. He was not just a good guy. But again, even if they don't share these opinions, they at least play with these thoughts. They know that there are many in their followings and in, of their followers who believe that. And if you realize, okay, many who listen to me have those ideas, which I don't hold to, and I understand that those are evil things, then I am obligated to really go against this and to make very clear that this is wrong, that this is sinful, and this is what I'm wondering, why this is not happening. I still want to give those pastors,
benefit of the doubt.
The benefit of the doubt. So I hope that they don't believe all that stuff. But then my question is, why don't you preach against it? Because you know it is a big problem, and it is a big problem within your own following. So I believe you are obliged to say something against it, and very clearly so. Name Corey Mailer. I know some of those pastors don't believe everything Corey Mailer says is good. So why don't name him? Why don't call him out and say that this is actually evil, that he is actually a racist? So I'm wondering why they are playing with this. Yes, okay, you don't want to lose young men who maybe think that way. Yeah, but you have to show them that this is wrong. You have to actually disciple them, actually shepherd them. And that doesn't mean, you know, a pastor friend from Canada, I talked to him just a few days ago, and he said, well, those guys are basically like the seeker sensitive movement. They don't want to alienate any of their racist young men, right? But I don't think that's how you can behave. You have to be biblical, and you have to address sin, no matter whether it comes from the left or from the right.
Yeah, well, we have to go to our final break right now, and if you have any intention to submit a question, please do so immediately, because we're rapidly running out of time. Our email address is chrisarnsin@gmail.com, chrisarnsin@gmail.com. Give us your first name at least, city and state, and country of residence. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessie Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our Sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Pastor Nate Pickowitz of Harvest Bible Church in Gilmanton Ironworks, New Hampshire, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rich Jensen of Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Sule Prince of Oakwood Wesleyan Church in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor John Sampson of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck Volo of New Life Community Church in Kingsville, Maryland, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Steve Herford of Eastport Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Roy Owens Jr. of the Church at Friendship in Hockley, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, professor of apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
Chris Arnzen here. I am forever grateful to Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service for their generous financial support of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. But that's not the only reason I love them. CVBBS.com carries the finest in theologically reformed literature from 16th century classics like Calvin's Institutes, 17th and 18th century Puritan treasures like the works of Jonathan Edwards, 19th century volumes by the Prince of Preachers Charles Spurgeon, all the way up to the 21st century with the best of R.C. Sproul, Steve Lawson, Vody Balcom, and more. On top of their stellar book selection, CVBBS.com offers up to 50% off retail prices with an added 5% off for orders of $50 or more when using the promo code IRON. Visit CVBBS.com today and use promo code IRON. That's CVBBS.com. Enriching minds and maintaining the theologically reformed influence of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio through their financial support. Now shipping worldwide.
Pastor Keith Allen of Lynbrook Baptist Church, a Christ-centered, gospel-driven church looking to spread the gospel in the southwest portion of Long Island, New York, and play our role in fulfilling the Great Commission, supporting and sending for the spread of the gospel to the ends of the earth. We're delighted to be a part of Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family. At Lynbrook Baptist Church, we believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be the inspired Word of God, inerrant in the original writings, complete as the revelation of God's will for salvation, and the supreme and final authority in all matters to which they speak. We believe in salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. This salvation is based upon the sovereign grace of God, was purchased by Christ on the cross, and is received through faith alone, apart from any human merit, works, or ritual. Salvation in Christ also results in righteous living, good works, and appropriate respect and concern for all who bear God's image. If you live near Lynbrook, Long Island, or if you're just passing through on the Lord's Day, we'd love to have you come and join us in worship. For details, visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org. This is Pastor Keith Allen of Lynbrook Baptist Church reminding you that by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. May the Lord bless you in the knowledge of Himself.
And don't forget, folks, Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is also paid for in part by the law firm of Buttafuoco and Associates. If you are the victim of a very serious personal injury or medical malpractice anywhere in the United States, please call my very dear longtime friend, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, at 1-800-NOW-HURT, 1-800-NOW-HURT, or visit his website, 1-800-NOW-HURT.com, 1-800-NOW-HURT.com. Please tell Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, that you heard about his law firm from Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Also, allow me to remind you of a prayer request I have for a longtime friend whom I have known since high school, Gary Wolf, who is also a former member of the same church where we were both saved in Amityville, Long Island, Calvary Baptist Church. And my dear brother Gary has stomach cancer, the same illness that took the life of his sister. And I'm asking you to please pray for Gary, that the Lord would heal him, that the Lord would guide everyone who is caring for him medically, and that you would give Gary a spirit of perfect peace in the midst of this terrifying ordeal, that you would even give him joy, and that you would give him the confidence in Christ that he needs to be a vibrant ambassador in the name of Jesus Christ and his gospel to all who he meets in the hospital and elsewhere as he continues this battle. The last I heard was yesterday that he had to be taken to a hospital on Long Island because of blood clots. I don't know if that was the result of the chemotherapy he is receiving or not, but please pray for Gary Wolf, and I will keep you all updated. Let's see. We have Bradley in Shoreham, Long Island, New York. And Bradley says, have you had any interaction personally with some of these people that are in some way, shape, or form either advocating this new movement of anti-Semitism and Adolf Hitler adoration, or at least have been too soft on the issue?
Yeah. So first of all, I will be praying for Gary.
Thank you.
So since I'm here in Germany and I'm not on Twitter or X, I'm not too much involved in this. But I told the story in the beginning of the brother who was a member of my church and moved to a church in Texas. And I had personal dealings with his pastor, who is part of of this movement. Yeah, again, it's not an homogenous movement and everything, but I would surely count him to part of this movement. Other than that, I had no personal dealings. I just watched what was happening on social media, what's happening on Twitter, especially. Since I'm not on Twitter, my co-pastor, who is, has to send me everything. But I've read quite a few things, and of course I know, you know, I know what James White thinks, what other pastors think, who had also some personal dealings. So yeah, with one pastor I had personal dealings, not with the others.
And let's make it clear for our listeners, especially if they just tuned in, that James White is very vociferously and adamantly in opposition to this movement.
Yes, yeah. He gets attacked by them a lot, and
Was there any? And forgive me if I'm not remembering correctly, because I know you did bring this up briefly in the beginning of the show. Was there any sign from your former church member now in America, and from his pastor, that they are reconsidering these things, that they see value in anything that you said in opposition to it, any kind of move in the right direction at all?
So, not from this brother. He just, you know, I just thought, saw this. He also has now this new avatar, this red with the glowing eyes. So no, I don't think there's any repentance from him. The pastor, his new pastor I talked to, it seems that I got him thinking, especially because he was surprised by a few things I said. It seems that he thought, well, everyone who is not on our side must be somehow influenced by this leftist thinking and the boomer theology, how they call it, and so on, which I believe to be not a good term. It's very disrespectful in and of itself. But I said a few things that really surprised him. We're actually not too far away in with regard to the issues, the problems we see in our society, and the goal we want to reach. But the way we want to go there and to get there, and I think to see that I'm not too far away from him in certain aspects really got him thinking. And I know that he said one or two things a little clearer, also with regard to Corey Mailer, again, without naming names, but I knew who he was talking about. But I haven't seen any substantial change. So I doubt that this is happening.
And of course, as you and I discussed in a previous interview that you had, Nazism is left wing. It's leftism. Mm-hmm. It's just a different flavor, a different brand of leftism with some distinctives that make them separate from communism. But it's not like they are 180-degree polar opposites.
Oh, no, it is socialism. Yeah, it has this national aspect, but it is still socialism. And that they want a strong state who takes care of everything, and they have their own state ideology, and you have to believe that, otherwise you're an enemy of the state and be dealt with. So yes, it is basically a leftist. It is not, you know, the real right is for personal freedoms and so on. That's not what the Nazis were about. It was socialism in this national form, but still socialism.
Yeah, for anybody to think that Nazism and freedom belongs in the same sentence, they need medical assistance and definitely conversion and possibly an exorcism. because this is just insanity. This is lunacy. Well, I want you to have about 4 minutes to summarize what you most want etched in the hearts and minds of our listeners today regarding this subject.
Yes, the most important thing, because that is the basis for everything. Let's stick to the Bible. That is our revelation from God. That is the only thing infallible. History is not infallible. One guy may tell you A, and another guy may tell you B, and And we maybe don't know what's really true. Maybe we will never know exactly what happened in all details. But I don't understand why we're even talking about this. Why this is the new shibboleth? Why you have to believe the one way or the other way with regard to historical events? I'm not saying it's not important, but why should we base anything upon that? It is the Bible that is the inspired word of God. And let's stick to the Bible. Let's not revert to any other books about history or to Aristotle or whatsoever. Let's stay firm on the Bible. And if you do that, I believe you will be safe from many errors. I don't think you can become an anti-Semite if you believe the Bible. I believe you can be critical about the Jews if you believe the Bible. But you can't have any form of hatred, but you should have, like Paul says in Romans 9, you should love the Jews. You should be willing to die for them if they could be saved, even to be accursed from Christ, away from Christ. So, and that's true for everyone. We should love our neighbor and try to save them. So I believe that is most important, to guard yourself against wrong teaching and false teachers, stand firm on the word of God, and that will actually guide you the right way. And you will be able to understand the world today, even though you don't maybe are not completely sure what happened 80 years ago. The Bible will be sufficient that you can understand the world, you can understand what's happening today, and that you know what will be the solution to this. And it's not some revisionist history or some admiration for the Nazis or whatsoever, or blaming the Jews for everything. No, it's actually evangelizing, preaching the gospel, preaching the word of God, and repent. If we do that, if we repent, I believe then God will give us a Christian nation again. Then God will, his blessing will come back. And that's the most important thing, I believe, to guard yourself from false teaching by standing firm on the word of God.
Amen. And by the way, let me highly recommend a couple of books. Well, actually, it's one book that is available in two different titles. Baruch Ma'oz, who is an Israeli, he wrote a book titled Judaism is Not Jewish, a friendly critique of the Messianic movement, in which he is being very critical of extra-biblical Judaism, you know, the religion that is not truly based in the Hebrew scriptures, but based on rabbinical writings. That is a way of being critical rightly of the flaws and errors and even heresies of Judaism without in any way hating Jews. As I said, the author is an Israeli and a convert to Christianity and specifically Reformed Baptist theology. That book was later retitled Come, Let Us Reason Together, The Unity of Jews and Gentiles in the Church. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. And I also want to remind our listeners, if you want more information about the Evangelical Reformed Baptist Church of Frankfurt, Germany, go to erb-frankfurt.de, erb-frankfurt.de, for more details on the Frankfurt Declaration, written by my guest. Go to frankfurtdeclaration.com, frankfurtdeclaration.com, and to purchase the book written by my guest, Tobias Riebenschneider, Resisting Tyranny, A Christian Response to Government Overreach, go to ezrapress.ca, ezrapress.ca. Tobias, it has been an absolute joy to have you on the program. I look forward to your frequent returns to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, dear brother.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on again.
And I want you to all have a blessed and safe and happy weekend and a Christ-honoring Lord's Day. And I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior then you are a sinner.